My name is Celia Lubin, and I'm 15 years old, and I go to Sitka High School.
Like a lot of teenagers, Celia has a bit of a rebellious streak.
My hair is purpley, browny, blondy, and it's braids. Yeah.
She does a bunch of activities like swimming, soccer, drama and debate, concert band, and she has her own radio show. But she's doing something that very few teenage girls would do.
I am shaving my head for St. Baldrick's.
Over the past decade, St. Baldrick's Day has become a major fundraising event for pediatric cancer research across the country. It all began in 1999 when a group of insurance executives in Manhattan shaved their heads in solidarity with young cancer patients. At the Sitka event, Celia is the only teenage girl in line to go bald. She says cancer affects everybody's lives.
Probably everybody knows someone who's had cancer, and it's kind of devastating to think about that, that it's so common that everyone knows someone.
Celia heard about St. Baldrick's from a family friend and the main organizer of the event, David Vastola. He's a doctor at Search and has treated kids with cancer. He says because pediatric cancer is less common than adult cancer, it receives much less funding for research. Celia wants to give these sick children her support in a tangible way.
People who do chemo, when they lose their hair, it can be kind of isolating, I think. And so showing them support not only with money and, hey, I'm raising awareness for this cause, you're also saying, I'm going to stand there with you.
At the St. Baldrick's event at the Sitka Elks Lodge, men and boys are sitting in barber chairs on stage while local hairstylists shave their heads. A little boy is walking around collecting pledges and stuffing the money into an envelope. There are about 100 people sitting at the tables, eating dinner and watching the action. Celia's mom, Lisa Bush, says she was skeptical about her daughter's decision at first.
I thought, really? Do you have to shave your head? Can we pay you not to shave your head?
But now?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm feeling really excited for Celia, just like proud of her for doing this and wondering what she's going to look like bald.
They didn't really have a lot of say to it, because if they did object, I was just like, hey, I'm not doing drugs. I'm raising money for cancer.
At the Elks Lodge, the announcer introduces Celia to the crowd.
When you were 15 years old, would have shaved your head. Anybody here?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm really excited.
Celia's hair is wavy and hangs past her shoulders. It's brown with fresh dark purple streaks running randomly through it. The hairstylist who's going to cut Celia's hair helps the teen get comfortable.
What's your name?
Celia.
Casey.
Hi.
I shaved my head last year.
I'm not sure if it's
awesome.
Right.
You're going to love it.
All right, Sip.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, here goes.
Because Celia recently dyed her hair, her scalp has some purple spots on it.
Yeah, I figured that would happen. Oh, well.
After Celia has her head completely shaved, she walks over to a table where her parents and friends are sitting.
It looks great. It looks so good. I'm so proud of her.
She's got a nice shaved head.
I'm a lucky papa. I'm a lucky papa.
Yep. It feels so good. I never felt anything like this before.
Celia raised nearly $3,000 in pledges for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. Since 2004, the national organization has contributed more than $100 million to fight pediatric cancers. Celia does not see her participation as just a stunt.
I know that I had a cancer-free childhood, and it was really great. And I just think it would be really scary for kids my age and younger to have to go through something like life-threatening illness like cancer. And I want to be able to help a little bit.
And she's not worried about her lost locks. She says it's just hair, and it'll grow back. For AK, I'm Anne Bryce.